I haven't gotten a chance to organize this yet, but the dust will settle at some point in Mitzvah Hashem. Also, if you can open up to Daf Hey Amid Beis. And we're going to count up about 12 lines up from the bottom. Do you see where it says Gufa?
Gufa, yeah.
Okay. So, just as a way of introduction, we're still trying to sort out the following issue. How many judges are absolutely critical in monetary cases? We're talking about halvos, and we have a statement of Shmuel, Omar Shmuel, Shnayim Shedanu Dineihem Din, El Shenikra Bezdin Chatzuf.
Can I interrupt you long? Yeah. A basic question here. I've seen in this debate about Momenus, when we were talking about Erev Pasha, it was either Halvaz related or was Shoma who. What about the case of Momenus? Where have we
right.
raised.
Shomer is the exception to the rule because that's called Gzelos.
Right.
The Shomer is being accused of locking up the object.
My question is, there are many cases of Momenus in Shechashim Mishpat, which has nothing to do with Shema, nothing to do with Halvar. So other disputes of Momenus.
No, I would say the following, Daniel, that any case in Dini Momenus is by definition Halvos. Why? Halvos means a Shibud Momen, that I owe you money. The only exception to that rule is somebody who steals your money. And somebody who steals your money, since there's an element of a criminal act of a maisa gzela, the Torah says that if you steal it, let's say, for example, sholeach yad b'pikadon, perhaps in the case of toin tainas ganav, if a shomer says it was stolen, that's also considered like a maisa gzela, and you have to understand why. And certainly in the classic case where somebody puts his hand into your pocket and steals your wallet, all that the Torah says requires three judges, and they have to be mumche. But beyond that, the entire gamut of Choshen Mishpat fits into Gzelos, to Halvos and Hodos. Why? Because Halvos and Hodos means that I didn't do anything illegitimate, but I owe you a chov. So all of Choshen Mishpat really fits into that. Now, if let's say you'd come up with a case where I owe you money because I damaged you, that might come under gzela. Why? Because it could be there was a maisa hezek. But if it's osi liyada beheter, meaning it came into his rishus beheter, he didn't put his pocket or he didn't destroy your object, that comes under halvos and odos. Now, in the case of Hodos, let's assume that Erev Parshas ain't Ksiv Kan. So we're not going to take the three Elohims and impose them on Halvos. Then how many judges do we need? Well, Shmuel says that one judge is sufficient on a Doraisa level, but the Rabbanan requiring three judges. That was a sugya back on Daf Gimel called Yoshvei Krono. So the Rabbanan made a Takana, and they said, we need three judges on a best. Less will not do. Shmuel came up with a chiddush that if you had a unanimous decision of two judges, then even midrabbanon, we have to validate that judgment. But we're going to censure them. These two judges are what's called a bezdin chatzuf. Chatzuf means they're guilty of violating the takanas chachamim that requires three judges. They shouldn't have done what they did, but post facto, we're going to recognize their judgment. And the Gemara now is going to quote a Mishnah. This Mishnah is later on in Masechta Sanhedrin, which absolutely contradicts Shmuel. And the Mishnah is going to tell us that if you had a judgment of three judges and one of them says, Eini Yodea, he says, I just can't come to any decision. I've weighed, I couldn't sleep at night. I was weighing the evidence, pro and con, the aid of this and that. I'm just not capable of coming to a decision. So the Mishnah says, as we'll read in a second, that you have to replace that judge with a third judge. So there was a unanimous decision of two judges. The third judge could have dissented, but instead he said, any day, I'm just confused. And the Mishnah is going to insist that we cannot recognize this judgment until we replace that third judge. Let's read it inside.
The third or the second judge?
Well, again, you have two judges that came to a decision. In this case, they agree. So you have I call it a unanimous decision. There's no dissenter. The third judge could have been a dissenter. It wouldn't have made a scratch of a difference, if you follow me. But instead, he said, Eni Yodea. So according to Shmuel, in such a case, we have a valid judgment of two judges. And that's irreversible. Again, you have to keep in mind, whenever we say a valid judgment, what that means is two things. Number one, it means there's no appeal. You know, it's not like in other countries in the world, you have an appeal court. There's no appeal in Judaism, unless the decision is not valid. But if it's a valid decision, there's no appeal. And number two, what it means is that if the decision was a mistaken decision, the judges are held personally responsible to compensate the one litigant, whether it's the plaintiff or the defendant, to reimburse the money that he lost.
So if it's a Beis Din Chatzuf, there's three sitting judges, but only two come to a decision. There's
No. Beis Din Chatzuf, let's get the facts on the ground, means that they started the judgment with two judges
sitting on.
That's a Beis Din Chatzuf. That's a real chutzpah. So if they started with three judges and one of them dropped out, let's say he says any adeah, then according to Shmuel, we have a valid decision that's irreversible, absolutely binding, of two judges. And there's no Beis Din Chatzuf over here because there's no chutzpah. They started with three judges. Yeah, you know, the fact that one of the judges says, I don't know, okay, fine, but that doesn't make it into a Beis Din Chatzuf. But now the Gemara is going to attack Shmuel from a Mishnah. So if you take a look, Yosef Rav Nachman Karmel HaShmaita to Esvei Ravel Rav Nachman. So again, you know, in my 8:30 shiur, we go through every word here, but you don't have to, for our purposes today, in the Ian shiur, you don't have to go through every word. You know, rather, the names are unimportant. The bottom line is that Rava is going to quote a Mishnah, which is on Daf Chav Tes, and the Mishnah is dealing with a Beis Din of three judges in a monetary case. And the Mishnah says the following. Afilu shnayim mezakim o shnayim mechayvim. Even if you have a unanimous decision of two judges, v'echad, meaning the third judge, Omer, eini yodea, and therefore you would say, who cares about the third judge? Even if he took a decision and he would disagree with the other two judges, it doesn't make a dent. Because then it would still be achrei rabim lahatos, be two against one. So lechora, you would say, if not for this mission, everything is fine and dandy. Who cares if the third judge says any idea? Nay, says the Mishnah Yosifu Adayonim, they have to replace that third judge with a person who's going to make a decision. And again, it doesn't matter whether he agrees with the other two judges, disagrees, it's not going to make any difference. But we cannot validate the judgment of two judges. And the third judge says, Eni Yodea. He is not part of the judgment. If he's not part of the judgment, then we don't have a judgment of three. Is garnished, batel u'mevutel. The whole thing is null and void. If you have Isa, if you can hold like Shmuel, who says that if two judges issue a decision, it's a valid decision. Here we have a case where two judges issued a decision. The third judge says, Eni Yodea, who cares? Why do you have to replace him? You already have a valid judgment. So the Gemara answers, Shani Hassam. The Mishnah over there on Daf Chav Tes is a different situation because Meikara, when they started the judgment, how many judges did they start with?
Three
judges. Adaita, the Tlasa, Yeshiva. They had in mind three judges. That was, again, that's a commitment, by the way, of both the judges and the litigants. You know, so everybody's on board here. We're all happy. We have three judges. I think in England they wear wigs. Is that true? Or that's only 20 years ago when I...
In Australia
they wear wigs?
Yeah.
In America they don't wear wigs, as far as I know. That's maybe right. In capital crime. But I once sat in on a secular court in London. Just so they allow you to come in. I don't know if they always allow you, but there were plenty of people watching the judgment. And I was this fault to see the judges in wigs. Like, to me as an American, like, this was like, you know...
I wanted to do as well. The barristers do that.
Except in
right.
Australia, the district court, they don't do the Supreme Court, they do.
Yeah, anyway, so we started the judgment with three kosher dayanim. There were three dayanim here. Oh, that's called meikara. So let's emphasize the word meikara. Meikara means when they started the judgment. Adaita, the agreement was. both in terms of the judges and the litigants. The Tlosa Yeshiva. We have a Beis Din, and there's going to be a decision of the Beis Din. Now one of the judges says, Eini Yodea. So we don't have a decision of three judges. So we got to finish the same way we started. We started with three judges. We have to finish the case with three judges. Hacha, that's not the case of Shmuel. The case of Shmuel is Lava Daita de Tlosa Yeshiva. They didn't sit with three judges. How many judges were there in Shmuel's case? Two judges. How do I know for sure that according to Shmuel there are only two judges at the beginning? Because he calls him what? A Bezen Chatzuf. If there were three judges, that's not a Bezen Chatzuf. He calls him a Bezen Chatzuf. A Chutzbaza. That you started a judgment with two judges. Now, Rabosai, what we want to do today, here in the Gvuras Yitzchak, is we want to analyze the Shitas HaRambam within the following context. So let me give you an introduction. Although the minimum number of judges for Dini Mamonis is three, you can have larger numbers. Let's say, for example, the litigants decide we want a court of five judges, right? And we gather together five judges, and they're willing to sit on the court. So there's no friction here. There's no confrontation. Everybody agrees to five judges. One of the judges decides Eini Yodea.
You might say another one.
Oh, Yesh Lachkar. Could it be that when the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah later on, that Adaita Meikara Adaita de Tlosa, the Gemara is specifically isolating Adaita de Tlosa? They wanted a Beis Din. And if they started as a Beis Din, the verdict, the ruling has to be that of a Beis Din. But in the case of five, if one of them drops out, let's say we'll call him an Eini Yodea, so you're left with four judges. Let's say we have a decision three against one. Okay? We still have a court. We still have a Beis Din. It could be that in that case we don't apply the principle of Adaita. Again, let me be very, very, how should I square about it? I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, Meikara Adaita de Tlosa. Don't expand it to Meikara Adaita de Chamisha if they started with five. If they started with five and they ended up with four, at least it's still a decision of a Beis Din. If they started with three and they ended up with two, that's not a Beis Din. What should we say? No. Lav dafka. The Gemara is not limited to the case of Adaita de Tlosa, and the Gemara would say Adaita to whatever number it is. It's Aloch and Minyan. It's not Aloch and Beis Din versus not a Beis Din. One drops out, he says any day, so we don't have a Beis Din. No. It's Aloch in Minyan. We have to know how many people they accepted on the court. Well, let's go back to Meikara. From the get-go, they accepted five judges. It's got to be a decision of five judges. So what we're going to do now is we're going to look at two different Rambams, and we're going to try to come to some decision about what the Rambam Shita is. The first Rambam is in Perek Beis, Mehilchos Sanhedrin, and then we're going to fast forward to Perek Ches, six chapters later. So the Gvuras Yitzchak does a great job here. He mamish anthologizes all the literature on this. We're going to see two Rambams, then he's going to quote a Shulchan Aruch here and another Shulchan Aruch there. He's going to quote the commentaries on the Rambam, and he's really doing us a great service. So the first Rambam is on the top of your page. It should say Ayin Aleph on the top left. Yeah? And this is the Rambam in the second chapter of Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam establishes that you need three judges for a Beis Din, and if they started the judgment with three judges, and that was the way they understood what was happening, you need a Beis Din. Aval, says the Rambam, Chamisho Yoser, if they started with five or more, that could be five, it could be seven, it could be 11, whatever the number is, we don't say Adaite Dahach Minyan Yasivu. They started with a number of, let's call it five, and therefore the judgment will not be valid unless you have five. Nay, the Rambam says Shlosha Chashuva Beis Din. So far, so good. The Rambam took a stand on this issue that three means a Beis Din. Less than three is not a Beis Din. Is there for Meikara Adaita de Tlosa Yasvi? But if there was five, and they decided that we want to have a Beis Din made up of five, it still remains a Beis Din even when one of them says any day. That's the Rambam in Perek Beis. Now let's fast forward to the Rambam in Perek Ches. The Rambam says that a Beis Din shel Shlosha, and you have one dissenting view, or right, excuse me. So you have now, what do you have? You have Shlosha Dechleku, Echad V'Yomer, Ezak. Oh, so you have now a real head-on collision, a debate between one judge and another judge. One says Zakai, the other says Chayav. And the third judge says Eini Yodea, or says Ram, even if you have two out of the three judges agreeing that he's Zakai or that he's Chayav, the third one says Eini Yodea. Says the Rambam, Yosifu Shnayim. The Rambam is Mechadish here, a big Chiddush. You would have said that the problem of getting up to three is that there's one toothache here, the guy who says Eini Yodea. So let's just replace him. The Rambam says no. We're going to leave him on the bench and we're going to add another two. So we're up to the number five. Why does the Rambam want the number five in this case? In a sense, the Rambam says, you know, this is a weak Beis Din here over here. You know, there's a weak link here, and we got to get you know, we got to get this thing exciting. So we're going to have a masu matin. We're going to have a deliberation in the Beis Din, and now we have two new faces on the court. You know, they haven't been around, so they're not going to complain about going through the whole thing again. You know, if you're going to go through the whole thing again and try to convince the guy who says Eini Yodea to agree in this case to a decision, you know, it's like the polls now. They're predicting that it's going to be the same division of mandates as the first round. So again, stuck with no coalition government here. So what do you gain by spending another half a billion shekel, right? So the Rambam has an eitzah. The Rambam says, you know what? Let's make this into a Beis Din of five. Two of these five have not heard a word about the case. So you're going to have to go through all the decision-making process, all the deliberation afresh. And now maybe this Eini Yodea guy, maybe he'll finally, you know, when he hears the case a second round and with the input of the other two judges, you know, who each one is going to express his opinion, maybe even the Eini Yodea will be able to come to a conclusion, and then we'll get a decision of five judges. But let's say we didn't succeed. It was a very nice plan. But there are only four judges that are willing to make a decision. So let's assume, for example, the original Eini Yodea guy is still saying Eini Yodea. I'm still confused. Says the Rambam, in this case, what are we going to say? We have four out of five judges. So Rav Osai, based on the Rambam that we saw in Perek Beis, what would you anticipate? I'm just talking to you pedagogically. What would you say in this case? Can we issue a valid ruling based on four judges? What's the answer? No, you're not with me. Again, how did I lose you so fast? I don't know. Again, in Perek Beis, the Rambam said that there's a separate din in Shlosha, that if one of them says Eini Yodea, we have to replace him. If there are five, then we don't say that we started with five, we have to end with five. So let's go now to Perek Ches. The Rambam describes a situation in which one said Eini Yodea, out of the three judges, we added two judges, we now have a Beis Din of what? Five judges. One says Eini Yodea. Would that be a valid Beis Din?
Yes.
Because the Rambam applies the, you know, you have to end where you start in the case of three judges. He doesn't apply it in the case of five judges. Now, the super commentary on the Rambam is Rav Moshe Cohen. Rav Moshe Cohen lived about six centuries ago. He's still a Rishon. And the Kesef Misha quotes him very often. You know, whenever he, you know, whenever the Ramach has a ballistic disagreement against the Rambam. The famous, perhaps the most famous comment to the Ramach, I don't want to get off on a tangent, the Rambam says there's no such thing as voluntary Yehor Val Yavar. Either you have to give him your life for Kiddush Hashem or you don't. If you give him your life and you're not obligated to do so, you're a suicide case, the Rambam says. And the Ramach goes ballistic. You know, he says there are many Jews over the course of centuries who offered to give up their life al Kiddush Hashem when they weren't obligated to do so. Anyway, getting back to this. So the Ramach says the following. I don't get it. You now added two judges to the court. So how many judges are on the court? Five. Well, if now the court case is a court case in front of five judges, then the decision has to be made by five judges. How can the Rambam say that one drops out because he says any idea, and we're going to make the decision based on the majority of four judges, three against one? He says that, just like in the case of Shlosha, we had a Bezin of three, and we have one any idea, we have to replace him. So too, now that we have a Bezin of five, if one of them says any idea, he has to be replaced. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that's not a cash on the Rambam. The Rambam understands that if you start with three, then you have to end with three. But here's a case where they started with three. One of them said any idea, they added two judges. The Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, would agree to the Ramach that even in the case of five judges, you have to have a decision of all five judges. But that only applies if they started with five judges. If they started with three judges, they couldn't squeeze out a decision on three judges. So they had to add two other judges. Then, since they started with three, they could end with three, or in this case, end with four. They don't have to end with five.
I thought we said Newton base, the Rambam doesn't follow that.
So the Kesef Mishnah is going to have to reinterpret the Rambam in Perek Beis, where the Rambam seems to make a distinction between 3 and 5.
Yes.
And he's going to have to say that the only way we can interpret the Rambam in Perek Beis is in light of Perek Ches. And in light of Perek Ches, with the Kasha of the Ramach, we're going to have to answer that the Rambam distinguishes between a case where they started with 5, as opposed to a case where they jacked it up when they started with 3. If they started with 5, they're going to have to end with 5. If they started with 3, they're going to have to end with 3. But if they started with 3 and they went up to 5, then the Rambam would say they don't have to end up with 5. And if one says any idea, then the din is valid.
Could there be enough given in a case where he ejects up from 3 to 5? And now you've got 2 against 2 with one any idea.
So in that case, you certainly have no decision whatsoever because it's a teku, as we say.
So you'd have to bring in another one or two because in that situation.
Yeah, in that situation, you definitely have to bring in another one or two because you're left with two and two and one any day. So let's say we're going to add another two and get up to 7. And the Rambam is going to say that if you can get a majority decision amongst the 7, not like your case of a teku, then that would be a valid judgment. Why? Because we didn't start with the number 7. So we can end up with a decision of a bezin of 6 if 4 against 2, and that's achirat lahatos. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the only time that the Rambam would accept the position of the Ramach is in a case where we started with 5. If we started with 5, then the Rambam would agree that we have to end with 5. And if one says any idea, we're in deep trouble. But in the case where we started with 3, and we added another two judges simply because we couldn't get a decision of 3, meaning 2 against 1 or all 3 unanimous, then you can have a valid decision of 4. Well, when I say 4, again,
majority.
Of majority. The Rambam's cases where you're left with 4. Again, you know, we can always branch out into other cases where
there were multiple different.
So Rabbi say, this ends what I call the beginning of our shir. Now, we're leaving the realm of the Rambam. Well, not really, but to some extent. And we want to know the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, how do you pask? Now, when I say Shulchan Aruch, obviously I mean the Mechaber, but I also mean the Ramah. Because the Ramah has comments on the Shulchan Aruch. So we start with the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Gimel. Do you see that paragraph? Ehine, not the last paragraph on the right side, but the next to the last paragraph. Because the last paragraph is Siman Yud Ches, 5 Simanim later. So let's start with the earlier Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that they decided on a court of 10 judges. Now this is problematic. I'm not going to get into this now. It's an even number. So that's called a Bezin Shokel. It's not a note. That's an issue unto itself. Again, not for us today. But in any event, what happened? One of the ten says any odeh. What are we left with? We're left with nine judges who are willing to take a stand on this. Again, there's another aspect here about Pshara, which I'm not getting into. What's relevant to us is din. We're not talking about pshar. Then maybe next year we'll talk about pshar. But in din, it comes out the following: that if you can get a majority, correct, from the 9 judges who are willing to express their opinion, then yelchu achrei harov. Okay. Now, just 1 second. Let me read this again. If they're not unanimous, yelchu achrei harov. Oh, 1 second. So wait. Right now, we have 10 judges. So we have 10 judges. So it's an even number. So we have to have a row. Right? It can't be 5 against 5. But if it's 6 against 4, we have a decision. Oh. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens is that out of the 10 judges, instead of giving a majority of, let's say, 6 against 4, Nistalik Echad Mehem, the Eino Omer Daito. Which means that he refuses to express his opinion. I'm out of here. We call it recuse. I don't know if you ever heard that word, right? Yeah. Recuse, yeah. If you pronounce it that way. Recuse. He recuses. You know, count me out. Oh, Shalvarini, you're there. In other words, I'm still here with you. I just can't come to a decision. Now what we're left with is 9 judges who are willing to participate in this din. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even if we get a unanimous decision of all 9 judges, ain't no clue. And this is based on the Rashba, the Tshuvas of Rashba. And the Rashba says that if we start with a higher number than 3, 5, whatever your number is, in this case 10, Amrina, we apply the principle, Adaite de Chamisha, or whatever the number is, Yasivi. In other words, the Rashba says, and the Shulchan Aruch codifies this halacha like the Rashba, that whatever we start with, that's what we have to end with. So it's not going to surprise us, therefore, that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Ches, 5 Simanim later, quotes the Rambam. Because the Rambam is going to say that Osifu Shnayim V'yechen Omer Eini Yodea Holken Achar Rov. Why? Because the Rambam is talking about a case where they started with 3. And if they started with 3, one of them said Eini Yodea, we added another 2, the Rambam would say we can still get a Rov. We'll get 3 against 1. So the Rambam says that the Shulchan Aruch is making a happy marriage between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rashba says we started with 5, we have to end with 5. We started with 10, we have to end with 10. And even the Rambam would accept that. The Rambam says that if we started with 3 and then we jacked it up to 5, we can make a decision with 4. And that's fine. Comes along the Rambam and he disagrees. Again, after justifying the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Nireh, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that ain't no cholik, there's no machlokas. Says the Rambam, I re-examined the Rambam and I came to the conclusion that the Rambam rejects the Rashba and there's a fundamental machlokas. So I'm on the end of the first paragraph at the top on the left column, if you follow me in the text. Okay, so Ulam HaRambam, this is line 4 on the left column here on page Ayin Aleph, he writes that he doesn't like this distinction of the Kesef Mishnah, that when the Rambam says you can have a decision of 4 judges and one of them says any day, that's fine, it's because they started with 3 judges. Nay, that's not what the Rambam has in mind. The Rambam has in mind the simple pshat that we saw in Perek Beis, which means that he rejects the Rashba and he says lo amrina adaiti the chamisha yasfe, and therefore only in the case of 3 judges does the Gemara apply the principle that we have to end up with 3 judges. If we started with a larger number, then we don't have to end up with that number. The Rambam needs a Beis Din, and if he has a Beis Din, it doesn't matter if it's only 4 judges, that's fine. And the Rashba says, no, that if we started with 5 judges, we must have a decision of 5 judges. So again, let's get back to the original question that we asked. What is the Gemara talking about? Is it specifically limited to the case where we started with 3? Or does it apply with whatever number we started? According to the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, he holds like the Rashba, and whatever number we started with, that's what we have to end with. Nothing less will do. The only exception to that rule is we started with three and then we jacked it up to five. The Ramah, on the other hand, assumes that the case where we started with three and we jacked it up to five is identical to the case where we started with five. And there's no need to end up with five. We can have a decision of four. The only time we have to have the same number as what we started with is only in the case of a Bez and Shel Gimel. That's how the Ramah learns the Rambam Shita. And if you look at the last three words in the Ramah, which is on the top column here on Ayin Aleph, he said on the left column, he says Va'ikar Kedas HaRambam, which means that the Ramah accepts the Rambam Shita the way he understood the Rambam, that only if you started with three do you have to end up with three. If you started with five, you don't have to end up with five. All that is fine and dandy until we take a look four Se'ifim later. In other words, we started with Siman Yud Ches and the Ramah and Sif Aleph, and now we're going to fast forward to Sif Dalet. In the very same Siman, the Ramah gives us a whole other approach. What's the case in Sif Dalet? Shlosha Sheyashvu Ladun V'Silek Echamer Es Atzmo. He removed himself, so now we're left with two judges. Ein Hashnayim Yichon Ligmar Es Hadin, says the Ramah. For who I did, the same invalidation applies. Im nivru mitchila yoser migimel. They started with less, with more than five. Well, I'm sorry, with more than three. Vinistalik echamim, and one of them checks out. I don't get it. No. The Ramah has just finished saying that he is accepting the Rambam Shita. They only in the case where they started with three, they have to end up with three. But they started with a larger number, they don't have to end up with a larger number. Here the Ramah himself is committed to the position, which is really reflecting the Rashba, that if they started with three, one of them checks out. I'm sorry, start again. They started with five, and one of them checks out, they have to replace them. There's no valid judgment with less than five. Who I did? I'll read the Ramah again on the third line. Im nivru mitchila yoser migimel. They started with more than three. Vinistalik echad mihem. Okay, yoser migimel. Let's say five. Right. So let's say it's an odd number, so it's got to be five. And one of them checks out. He says, "But who I did? What's for who I did? That ain't yichalom ligmar sadin." How can the Ramah say so when the Ramah himself in Sif Aleph, in the very same Simon, postulates a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba? If he started with five, does he have to end with five? And the Rambam says he doesn't have to end with five. And the Ramah accepts the Rambam. So if the Ramah accepts the Rambam, then in the case where they started with five, you don't have to end up with five. And here the Ramah says, for who I did, that if they started with a number larger than Gimel, and one of them checks out, we have to replace it. And if we don't replace him, the din is not a din. The Ramah is therefore equating the following two cases, where they started with three, or they started with five. But the Ramah himself in Sif Aleph told us that the Rambam rejects this. He limits the case to starting with three. And that's when we apply the principle of Mekar Adai to the Shalosh, to Tlasa. But in the case where he started with five, the Rambam's opinion is, you don't need that five. How could the Ramah contradict himself from Sif Aleph to Sif Dalet in the very same Simon? So what we're up to here is the word Ulechora. So if you like to follow the text, I would love you to underline that word Ulechora so your eye will always catch it. We're about 10 lines into the paragraph. Vehine b'shulchan aruch. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Ulechora nire. Nire mizeh darama mechalek beinistalek echad mihem leomer eini yodeh. Fascinating. Says the Gvuras Yitzchak, there's no contradiction in the Ramah. The Ramah, if you read him very carefully, you'll see he's talking about two different cases. You and I wouldn't have made a distinction between these two cases, but if we're dealing with the Steer and the Ramah, we have to be careful about this. There's one case called Nistalik Echman. That's the Ramah that we just learned now in Sif Dalet. If he's Nistalik,
he's recusing himself,
then we have to replace him. There's another case, which is Eini Yodea. And that was the Ramah back in Sif Aleph. And the Ramah says that if they started with five, and one of the Dayanim says Eini Yodea, they don't have to replace him. They can hand down a decision based on four judges. And here's the deal. Heichad in his talik echavem, if one recuses himself, Isra'ma says, lo mahani, it's not going to work. Afilu bi Yosef Mishlosha, even if they started with five, we've got to get a decision of five. And we're going to apply the principle of Meikara Yasve Adaita Chamisha. And we need five. Rak, however, Heichad Yechemem Omer Eini Odea. Here's where the Ramah back in Sif Aleph says that you can issue a decision based on four judges without having to replace and get back to the original number five. Is Shaper Domi because Eini Odea. Afal Gav, Da Daiti De Chamisha, O Yoser Yasve, even though they started the judgment with five judges. So you got the following two scenarios. Scenario A is the Ramah and Sif Aleph. They started with five judges. One of them says Eini Yodea. Don't have to replace it. Everything's fine. A decision will be made by four judges. Now we have scenario B, which is the Ramah in Sif Dalet, where the Ramah is very, very careful about his use of language. And he says that Nistalik Echad Mehen. They started with five. One of them recuses himself. He's out. And the Ramah says he's got to be replaced. We started with five, we have to end with five. Sarachim, Maishna. What is the lavdisha difference between the two cases? Maishna Heichad Omer Eini Yodea, he's not part of the final decision, and yet he doesn't have to be replaced. He's not part of the final decision, but he has to be replaced. Furthermore, I have another problem. In the case of three judges, they started with three judges. Then if one judge says Eini Yodea, nobody questions that we have to replace him. It means that whether he recuses himself and says Nistalik, I'm out of here, or he says Eini Yodea, in both cases we have to replace him. When it comes to five, now we're going to make a distinction. What did the fifth judge, I call him the fifth judge, right? What did he say? Did he declare Eini Yodea? We don't have to replace him. But if he says, I'm misalik myself, then we have to replace him.
Is he misalik at the point of psak din, or what's the earlier stage?
Before the psak din.
Before,
right.
That's really my
favorite. Right. So Eini Yodea. So again, in the case of three, the third judge says Eini Yodea. We have to replace him. In the case of five, the fifth judge says Eini Yodea, we don't have to replace him. Just issue a decision based on the majority of four. Three against one, or the unanimous decision. However, if in the case of five, he says the fifth judge says Eini Yodea, we don't have to replace him. Again, in the case of three, if he says Eini Yodea, we have to replace him. In the case of five, if he recuses himself, he says I'm a stalik mifal, then we must replace him. Why? Because we started with five, we've got to end with five. But if the fifth judge says Eini Yodea, we don't have to replace him. Basically, there are two problems here in this Ramah.
So,
first of all, there's a logical problem. What's the difference between Eini Yodea in the case of where they started with five? What difference does it make if the fifth judge says Eini Yodea? The decision is not his.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a clue. He's torn like a tug of war in both directions. Whereas if he's misalik himself, there's no judgment here that's valid with four judges. We have to replace him. That's a logical question. But number two, we have almost an inner contradiction. I'm going to prove to you that there's no difference between Eini Yodea and misalik atzma. Because in the case of three judges, when they started with three, it makes no dent of a difference whether the third judge removes himself from the case or admits that he can't come to a decision. He says Eini Yodea. In both cases, we have to replace him. So you see that there's an absolute equation here between Eini Yodea and misalik atzma.
Maybe in case of Eini Yodea is half and half. Half of psak din, half of psak din. But the psak is no psak at all.
So again, you still have an
chatzishir.
Yeah, chatzishir, right? Chatzishir mitzvahs. But even if I accept you, you still have to answer the difference between three and five. Now I see it's already a quarter after. So we'll stop here. I can encourage you again in one of two ways. Either you hang in there till we get together again, which should be tomorrow, Mr. Show, because Wednesday I think is settled. I don't know about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, where we can, because my goal is to get 3 days a week in Iyud, in Sanhedrin. and we have already two Sanhedrin Shiurim that are different one from the other on the same day of the week. One is Wednesday morning at 10:30, and that will do tomorrow, and then Wednesday night at 8:30. So those are two. So we got two. And
I'm trying to think. Ian.
Yeah, we hardly even open the Gemara. And last Wednesday, I don't know, out of nowhere, this fellow Shapiro came in with a friend of his. It was like wild. It was the first time in my life I taught a Shia that had a majority of South Africans in it. I thought my partner here he has an absolute, you know, a monopoly on South Africans, you know, because the South Africans can't tolerate my American English or maybe my way of thinking. But last Wednesday night, I'll see if they come back again. I had four South Africans in the class. I want to take out a bottle of schnapps and celebrate.
I call myself Australian, man.
Oh, okay. All right, so maybe the word.
In other words, that is four.
Do you have dual citizenship, or you gave up your South African
citizenship?
Oh, okay. I don't blame you for that. But anyway, so that's two. Now the third is that's I need the time to run around and try to sort this all out and see where the majority falls and when it's convenient. We have Don Cheransky, and we have Steve Apple, and we have Mitch Wolf, and. And I'm trying to juggle it all, and then Daniel, and then you have your preference. I mean, I'm just trying to.
I'm disappearing. Yeah,
yeah, right. For how long? You always forget. For 2 months?
A couple of months.
Couple of months.
More.
Right. Anyway, that's where it stands. Okay, then, my boss. So my encouraging would be tomorrow that we can finish this up, and if not, you know, if you can't be there, then if you can take these pages and see the key of keys here is on page Ayin Beis. And there's a paragraph that starts. Split second. Let me borrow this for a split second. I'll give it right back. It is a paragraph. Hine Aramah. Okay, I need another one. That's on Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is Rashi Tevis Azaria Berzon. Okay, then. All right. Let's go.